Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
God's wife in 406. McMonagle here with you on the Fan, 888-808-1019. We got 1 hour left as we take you to 5 o'clock in the warm-up show on this Reaction Monday. Obviously, we've been talking about a lot of different things. Pete Alonso, will get to the Knicks and the OG Anunoby injury. As we find out, that's a 2-week thing, or at least 2 weeks he'll be reevaluated, so who knows how long it's going to be. We'll get to them in a little bit as they take on the Heat tonight. But we started with your New York Giants on a game that, you know what? I'm not mad anymore. I'm done being mad. In fact, I think you could argue that game went as perfectly as it could have possibly gone for the New York Giants, because I think it was a complete indictment on a general manager that I don't believe in anymore, that shouldn't be the general manager anymore, that sure as you know what should not be leading the head coaching search. We got some names around that, too. We spent some time on the Jay Glazer report. We can get to that in a little bit, as a list of names have started to emerge as possible head coaching candidates after we saw Mike Kafka's first game. And a lot to take out of this game, but mainly to me. One, it's exactly the same, right? And not to be the guy who defended Brian Daboll and then say, see, it's not Brian Daboll's fault. It's 1 week. I'm not even going to try and make that, but I will tell you this. It looked exactly the same. Opening scripted offense works really well. Opening drive touchdown goes right down the field. Offense kind of becomes stagnant from that point on. Jameis Winston, who could have thrown 4 picks in this game, played fairly well until the end where he throws the interception. That's probably not even on him. But offense gets stagnant. Defense allows the drive at the end of the game to blow a fourth quarter lead, albeit 1 point as opposed to 10. But a fourth quarter lead goes by the wayside on a big touchdown drive from Green Bay. And then the Giants make just enough mistakes. And Jalin Hyatt doesn't run the route, doesn't complete the corner route, and allows an easy interception to really end the game for all intents and purposes. And it just felt exactly the same. Just enough good to make you feel okay about the team and feel like they're right in there with a team that should have been or was projected to be a Super Bowl caliber team. I don't know if they are at the moment. They didn't look at yesterday, haven't looked at for the last couple weeks. but right there to win a football game, but they make just enough, and the defense stinks. And then you get to really what the indictment is. Just you can go through all of it. Like, let's just start with this head coach who finally started to make some decisions, right? You got Jameis Winston starting over Russell Wilson, which clearly needed to be the case. And you could argue that Brian Daboll had his hand on this too, but Russell Wilson, first and foremost, right, just on that, a huge mistake giving him that money. That's one. I mean, we've known that already, but clear again, Jameis Winston comes in and at least has the offense functioning and looking somewhat serviceable compared to what we saw with Russell Wilson. Then you get to the idea that Hodgins is finally brought in after weeks without Neighbors, and knowing this offensive group stinks to the point that they were out, quote-unquote, big game hunting at the trade deadline for a wide receiver that never came. And Hodgins comes in. He was successful with this team in this offense under Kafka a handful of years ago when they went to the playoffs, and he was a huge role in that team down the stretch and even into that playoff game against Minnesota. He's been wasting away in the practice squad for Pittsburgh. They bring him in immediately. Immediately, he's the best weapon on the team. He's the best wide receiver they got. He's making catches all over the place in a game that had drop balls all over the place. Green Bay, both offensively and defensively, were dropping everything thrown their way. And Hodgins is out there making catches all over the place. Clearly the best wide receiver. Where the hell has he been? Then you get to Jalin Hyatt, obviously, the third-round pick, who's an out-and-out disaster. Earlier in the week, the Giants jettisoned, finally an IR'd, Evan Neal, who's probably played his last snap for the New York Giants, and there weren't that many of them, and they were all bad from this general manager, a top-10 pick. Another first-round pick in Banks, who is god-awful, can't play even when he's in position. We have seen time and time again, whether it's the Broncos game, whether it's the Chicago game, whether it's getting run over in the 49er game, he has no interest in tackling. He's often out of position and doesn't know how to turn his head around, gets beat on back shoulder throws like it's his job. And even in this game, where it feels like he's in position to make a play, unable to make a play on the ball, where wide receiver Watson is able to reach out and hold on to a pass that had no business being completed. He is awful, and by the second half of this game, practice squad players are playing instead of him because he is that inept. And Adebo goes down in warm-ups of the game. I mean, how many guys get hurt in warm-ups for the New York Giants? But he goes down. Banks is thrusted into a role, and you have to say to yourself, my God, how can the Giants compete defensively with their first-round pick having to play? I mean, if that's not an indictment on the general manager, uh-oh. We're going to have to play our first-round pick from a couple years ago. How can we ever recover? Absolute travesty. And Abdul Carter had a miserable game. Consistently biting on the play action or biting on the read option, trying to go inside on every play, losing contain, just had a, you know, chase and sacks. It was either Tiki or Carl Banks. I can't remember which one, but one of them said it. You know, he's out there chasing numbers. He's got a half a sack on the year, and he's out there trying to get sacks after being benched for the first drive of this game. The first defensive drive of this game, he's benched for six plays for disciplinary reasons that they're not going to tell us, but he said he did something detrimental to the team this week, and he knew there would be repercussions for it. God knows what that was. Maybe he's the guy telling the media that Kafka was getting yelled at by Brian Daboll. I don't know. Whatever it was, he gets benched. He doesn't play well the rest of the game. The defense does what it always does, sucks. Defensive backfield, even on the final touchdown that Green Bay scores, they're in perfect position to make a play. It's a great throw. It's a great catch. Make a play. And I know we're going to scream to the high heavens that Shane Bowen needs to be fired, and I'm not going to tell you he doesn't. He has not done a good job, and there are better players on this team and on this defense in particular that they should be better than this. And at times in this game, at least we saw Dexter Lawrence really play his first real game where it looked like he was, you know, making an impact and getting some pressure up the middle. But for the most part, man, like, it's not even about the defensive play calls. It really isn't. Nobody makes plays. They had Williams last week in Chicago. They had him dead to rights. How many times can't make a play? Green Bay's dropping passes all over the place. Ball, every ball that's up for grabs in the end zone's a touchdown. They never make the play. Third and long, never make the play. To me, this was an indictment on the GM. His first round pick can't play. I don't care what the system is. You're a first round pick. Go out there and make a play on a ball. He can't. Their third round wide receiver. Oh, you know, there's some thought that, oh, he's in the doghouse of Dable. Why aren't they playing this guy? I don't get it. We saw why they don't play him. He doesn't try. He gave up on a route with 90 seconds left in the end zone. So to me, we got Jameis Winston. We got an interesting game. We got a competitive game. We didn't get embarrassed necessarily. But ultimately, the GM who needs to go had a miserable day because his picks and the disasters that they are were on full display. The inability to get another wide receiver in here in full display. The defensive backfield's depth in full display. And even though they gave us a competitive game, they lost and now hold the second overall pick. And yeah, I'm that guy. I don't know why you're not that guy. Because to me, if Jackson darts on the field, I want to play well and I want to win. Because I do believe in building something with the quarterback. I do believe that you can instill a winning belief in that guy behind center, the leader of the team. As he wins, as he plays well, as the team goes behind him, you can build that into next year, especially for a rookie quarterback. But if he's not on the field, they're probably better off losing. Because I don't believe in building anything with Jameis Winston behind center. Just like I'm screaming about the Jets losing every game, because I don't believe that you can build behind Justin Fields. There's nothing to gain from it. So for me, as frustrated as I might have been in the initial moments after the game and knowing that I could see it coming a mile down the road because they lose every game just like this, ultimately, I got a competitive football game. I saw some decisions that needed to be made finally get made. I got the general manager who shouldn't be running anything, coaching search, draft prep, anything for this team anymore. He should be fired along with his head coach. I got him pretty much embarrassed by the performance of the players he's picked. And ultimately, I got the loss that's probably the best thing in the Giants' interest. So for me, I felt all right about it. It's embarrassing that I feel all right about it, but I felt all right about it. Because that's the state of the New York Giants. Awful. And then we got into the head coaching names that were brought up by Jay Glazer earlier in the day. None of them excite me all that much. Mike McCarthy, Matt Nagy, Arthur Smith, Spagnuolo, Lou Anarumo, and Chris Shula, the defensive coordinator of the LA Rams. The only name there that, I mean, Matt Nagy isn't the worst name. If you really look at it, I know that people laugh at that and dismiss him as a loser. He was not a loser. He had a winning record in Chicago with some miserable quarterbacks. Mitch Trubisky. He was given Mitch Trubisky and found a way to get into the postseason. He's an offensive coach. He's currently working under Andy Reid, has worked under Andy Reid. You could do worse than Matt Nagy. I don't think it's that bad a name. But of all the names on that list, there's no question that Mike McCarthy is the standout Super Bowl champion, proven winner. Even that it didn't work out in Dallas, it's clearly, you could tell they were better off with him than now without him. He's a guaranteed 9, 10, 11 win guy almost yearly. There is some concern that he's that guy to take you over the next level, but the Giants are so far away from the next level that you're just looking for a standard. And I do think Mike McCarthy would build a standard here. The other report was obviously that they're not going to look at the coach from college, that is not a venue that they view a successful head coach coming from. So we found out on Friday that Belichick has taken his name out. It feels like it's not going to be him. You can add Lane Kiffin, a big-time name that a lot of people wanted to have hired to the list, as the Giants are telling Jay Glazer that they're not interested in hiring a college coach. And then the other report was kind of the leak earlier in the day about the quarterback and about Jackson Dart and how the Giants have been desperately trying to get through to him to run the ball with more care and to take care of his body, and that there's ways to do it. And I still don't understand the idea, because even in the story, and I get it, it's a little bit in distaste that they're leaking this thing and trying to justify the fact that they're trying, right? Or that Brian Daboll was at fault, or, you know, to even put the blame at the kid. But I think most people understand that. Like, as much as it feels dirty that it's like some sort of leak to Schefter at 9 o'clock in the morning on day of a game that the kid's not even playing in because of a concussion, but I probably think that's all accurate. There's no way the Giants haven't been trying to get through to him. Lane Kiffin couldn't get through to him. John Gruden was yelling at him at the quarterback camp. That couldn't get through to him. And clearly Brian Daboll, Mike Kafka, and company have been unable to get through to him. And I don't think it's unreasonable. I don't think they're trying to make him the scapegoat or the problem. And maybe in some ways they are trying to justify the fact, because they've been getting killed publicly. And they're even mentioned in the article from Schefter. You know, they did have 5 design runs. 5? Oh, my God, 5? That's just a crazy number. 5 designed runs. Holy cow. It's not like he did that consistently in college, or that we see other quarterbacks do that consistently. Or, you know, they were talking about in the game last night that they've gotten away from that with Hurts and the Eagles. Never mind the fact that he runs the tush push, I don't know, 35 times a season? More than that, probably? And just taking, you know, free shots and getting pushed in the face? The idea that the Giants have been reckless, I will push back on that with anyone. The idea they have been completely reckless with this quarterback is nonsense. This is part of his game. It's who he is. It's who he was in college. And if they don't use this as part of his game, he won't be the quarterback that everybody fell in love with over the first 6 or 7 starts of his career. Plain and simple, he won't be that guy. He won't be the guy if they can't run him. They have to run him, and they have to get through to him. They haven't been reckless. They've done a poor job of coaching it out of him. And hopefully he's okay. And hopefully the silver lining out of this injury is that he finally gets it. And maybe that's why the leak was out there. Maybe the leak was out there is because they still feel like they're having trouble getting through to him. I don't know. But the idea that, you know, oh, there, here's the organization trying to scapegoat the young quarterback. We all know the quarterback has his role in it. Same thing in college. Same, John Gruden was yelling at him during the, like, we know this has been his issue. But again, I don't think it's reckless, and they've got to figure out a way to make it happen. And they've got to figure out a way to get through to him. And the other thing is, the second he's healthy, he should play. I'm seeing a lot of people who are thinking, oh, give him some weeks off, give him this. I'm not a doctor. You're not a doctor. When the Giants doctors clear him to get back to work, that's exactly what he should do. He needs as many reps as possible. Sure, now in a dead season, should you kind of limit it a little bit? I'm okay with limiting design runs right now at 2-9. But moving forward, this is who Jackson Dart is. And he needs to get a grip on how to do this, as opposed to diving headfirst into people's chest. Like, that's on him. It's on Banks for not being able to turn his head around and make a play on the ball. It's on Hyatt for breaking off routes. It's not always about coaching. It's on him to be more safe out there. And whoever the next head coach is, Mike McCarthy, Matt Nagy, Mike Tomlin, Chris Shula, Don Shula, whoever it is, my suggestion is don't stop running them. My suggestion would be figure out a way to make it more safe for him. So there was a lot going on with the Giants. We got into some Knicks and baseball stuff. Mike in Brooklyn wants to talk about Pete Alonso and Naylor right now, as Josh Naylor has signed first real big piece off the board this offseason. Josh Naylor has signed a contract back with the Seattle Mariners for 5 years. Someone on Twitter just sent me a story that the speculation is that it's somewhere in the 90 to $100 million range, which would put it right at somewhere between $18 and $21 million per. And for me, you've got Naylor, who is about 2.5 years younger than Pete, far better defensively, has been a proven offensive player, a proven postseason offensive player. 5-year deal, I think we have just seen proof of the limit that the Mets or anybody else will go for Pete Alonso. He'll make more money than $20 million a year. I don't think there's any doubt about that. He already made 30. He's going to make more money than $20 million a year, but he is not going to get more than 5 years. I think the thing you can read from the Josh Naylor contract is Pete Alonso is signing a five-year contract or less. I don't think there's any doubt. He's asking for 6 or 7. He ain't ever getting that. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Mike in Brooklyn. What's up, Mike?
Hey, C-Mac. What's going on, brother?
How's What's up, man? Right? How are you? Yeah, everything's good.
Very good. First, congratulations on officially winning our bet with Judge back-to-back MVPs.
Yes, sir.
Nice. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
What are you doing? You're sending more food? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm sending more. Did you ever use, what do you call it? Did you ever use the flask? What do you call it?
Ever use the what?
Free lunch, man. Ever use the flask I sent you? The, what do you call it? The shaker?
Yes.
The Yeti shaker?
Yes, I think I did use the Yeti shaker. Yeah, the travel Yeti shaker, yes.
Nice.
I think I did use it. Yeah.
I'll send you guys pizza one of these days.
I'm just kidding, Mike.
Yeah, so, but listen, the I actually said the same thing to Fleeks. The speculation was 90 to 100 million for five. There's no way Pete. I think Pete gets 4 years, $30 million a year. So I think
that's what you're looking at. I think you're looking at four at about 120 to 130 max.
Yeah, and now the Mets need a DH too, which I still can't believe they still have not had a DH. But the biggest thing as far as pitchers, and I know you and I spoke about it a little bit, they have to, what do you call it, they have to be a little bit more lenient. I know Fleeks and I were talking about it. It's not a hard and fast rule about this whole 30 thing, because who will be 30 not this year, but next year. He'll be 29 next week, mm-hmm. but 30 next year. Or Ryan, they have to get one of these guys, because first of all, Skeens is going to go to you guys, right? The guy's 23, which is we can't even get him, right? 23 years old, right? And we have no shot. So the only guy
I don't think. And thank you for the call, Mike. I don't think anybody has a chance at Skeens. And thank you for recognizing that I was actually right about something. I think Scooble is at a level where you would have to. And I think we're going to find out whether or not it's a guideline of not paying free agent starting pitching or it's a hard and fast rule. Now, he's talked differently. He's talked about being in the market, whether it's free agency or via trade, for any top of the rotation starter. And he's making it seem as if he didn't deem anyone prior to this in the 2 years as running the team as justified in being a top of the rotation starter. Now, if you look at it, there's a couple of guys that you could say that you might include as top of the rotation. One of them being Corbin Burnes, blew out his arm. Like, he's got a fair point. And the other one that's kind of come and gone was Yamamoto. Now, he's under 30 by a good margin, so that's what made it more plausible and palatable, and why it would still fit in the narrative that he's not willing to go pay 30-year-olds in free agency, which is most of the time the case. But he was willing, or at least him and the Mets, were willing to offer $325 million to get Yamamoto. So there is at least that. And I do think because he's younger, it's a little bit different. But at least you do have that to fall back on and say, hey, look, he was willing to pay for top-of-the-market pitching. But that's a very rare case when someone that talented comes out at 25, 26. For the most part, you're looking at 29 to 31, somewhere in there. And so far, at least at the highest of levels with the most money and the big contract, the Mets feel like a team that doesn't want to go there, doesn't want to even consider it. We'll see moving forward if that's the case. And then the other one, not necessarily that he's been outspoken about this in general, or in specific rather, but in general, the smarter GMs or the smarter analytic people will tell you, you don't love paying top money for relief pitching. That you don't want to go out and give a big, massive contract to bullpen arms, even really good ones, even back of the bullpen arms that have been successful. It is a fickle position. It is, again, pitching injury prone. And the importance of any one relief pitcher isn't worth putting a lot of your payroll into. We're going to find out if he believes in that, and if he does, to what level, because Diaz is clearly a huge free agent for them and someone they desperately need. Is he willing to give him the money he's going to get in the open market, because it's going to be significant. 888-808-1019. We'll come back, take your calls on the Giants, on the GM, on the head coaching search, on whether or not you believe me that the Giants were in the best, it was in the best interest to lose this game, and it went about as well as it could. I thought, you got a competitive football game. The general manager got embarrassed by some of the things that happened on the field. It was the Jameis Winston experience, at least on some level, so it was better than watching Russell Wilson. But ultimately, it went the exact same script it went under Dable. Tight game, tough game, right there with a good quality football team. But in the end, too many mistakes and the defense stinks. Plain and simple. Happens all the time. Happened under Dable, happened under Kafka. And my fear is, as long as this general manager is the general manager, it'll happen under who's next. Not to say that Brian Dable wasn't a problem and had to go, fine, but you just saw. It looked like a Brian Dable game. Opening touchdown drive, the whole nine. Identical. Identical.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Talk New York sports on WFAN, 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
435, McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Got you for another 25s to take it to 5 o'clock and the warm-up show, 888-808-1019. Let's get to your calls. We did get the news. I did want to just mention, we talked a lot about this on the Saturday morning show, with OG going down Friday night. They got Miami tonight. OG Anunoby is going to be reevaluated in 2 weeks for a hamstring strain. So I don't expect to see Brunson for a while either. I don't know if it'll be that long. It was a grade one sprain on the ankle, which was good news. We'll see how many games he misses. But for a stretch, you're going to have to go out without OG Anunoby and without Jalen Brunson, which they were able to really have a very impressive game the other night with the bench and Landry Shamet going off and being super aggressive and going to the basket out of Bandon. Like, really just impressive. Him and Clarkson have been really good off the bench. You look at it, I know Hart is kind of a guy where he's a half bench player, half starter, but to have three guys with 30 minutes plus off the bench, that's the benefit of it. And again, I don't want to make this a Tibbs-Mike Brown thing on a day-to-day basis. The days they struggle, you see Tibbs had a standard. On the days they do well, this is exactly why they hired Mike Brown. I will tell you this, though. This is what you get for empowering the bench, because Shamet never looked like that. Shamet looked like a guy who would wait in the corner for an open corner three every once in a while. And if he hit them, he played defense. He could be useful. He took over the game at times the other night. So, and it's important to have. And especially now when you're going to need these guys to step up. Now, they invested and have a better bench than they had under Tibbs, but it hasn't been rolled out like this. And with Brunson and OG down, they're going to have to rely on this bench. You also saw Karl-Anthony Towns really start now to get a rhythm, playing a lot behind the perimeter. I think he took 12 three-pointers in the other night, had 30 points in the first half. That's what you're looking for from him. So things are starting, you know, even with these injuries, we'll see. And the one thing I'll say kind of negatively about it, I mean, obviously the negative of the two of them being gone, but last year it felt like when Brunson was gone, you knew who they were. You knew what was going on. You knew the standard. You knew what the team was. And you were hoping that there would be a blessing in disguise of some level where guys would have to step up. Guys would have to step up and take over some of the scoring. And it ended up being OG Anunoby even more than Mikal Bridges. But you needed someone to step up and find it. Now, this is different to me because Tibbs had been there for so long. And I know it was new players with Cat and with Bridges last year, but it still felt like, you know, you knew what the system was. This is really a very free-flowing system. They don't really run sets. It's kind of just a lot of ball movement, a lot of creating space, a lot of creativity, and that takes time to gel. And this team right now with aspirations to win a championship, they need as much time to gel and they need as many wins in the regular season to secure home court advantage throughout the postseason that this really just feels like they got to figure out a way to go win games. And it's not, there's no blessing in disguise. There's no one that needs to step up. Like Jalen Brunson, we see when he takes over games, that's typically because the offense isn't playing well. When Brunson steps up and plays Brunson ball and tries to take over a game, it's typically because they haven't been able to find their offensive game, where last year that kind of was their offensive game, and you were trying to figure out who could play part of that role. This is such of a different thing, and the gelling is so important, and every win counts so much with the aspirations they have of winning a championship, and they need home court advantage, that it's going to be very interesting to see how they do this moving forward. Karl-Anthony Towns is going to have to play a role. Deuce is going to have to play a role. Josh Hart is going to have to play a role. Mitch Robinson, his minutes, which have been kind of leveled out at 14 to 16, you might have to see Mitch Robinson's numbers go up and really test how many minutes a game he can play, because the offensive rebound is going to be so important. And him, he's averaging, you know, an offensive rebound a minute practically. So you're going to have to rely on some guys here and obviously the bench, which you might see more of Yabusele and other guys moving forward. But Brunson, at least in the short term, going to miss a handful of games, I would expect. And who knows how long OG Anunoby, who gets hurt all the time and hasn't necessarily been the fastest of healers, he'll be out for at least two weeks. They'll reevaluate him then. 888-808-1019. So a little bit on the Knicks there if you want to call in the last 20 minutes. I got you until 5 right here on The Fan. Sal in Maspeth. What's up, Sal?
Yeah, hi, Chris.
Hey.
Real fast, listen, I'm like you, a big Giant fan. I'm taking the losses a little easier now. But
yeah.
Yesterday watching the game, I all of a sudden I seen something that I only saw during the practice exhibition season. These padded helmets that the Packers were wearing. And why can't Dart wear one? Well, I mean, I know he's young. You might think it's corny.
I don't think that's it.
Some of the Green Bay Packer helmets in the gold, I guess, the green, they didn't look that, like, gawky looking. You know, in white, they look terrible. But if you're going to take a hit, I'd rather take a freaking hit with you know, my head a little extra padding on it if I hit the ground or a head-on collision.
Yeah, I don't know of the level of certainty we have that those are overly helpful. I think certain players wear it because they just agree with you that it makes sense to them and they feel safer and they've had issues, so why not try it? If there was like legitimate 100% concrete evidence that it helps, and maybe I'm wrong on this, but if there was 100% concrete evidence that it is significant in helping prevent concussions, I would think we are close to a mandate on it, and I don't know if we are. I think it would, if they knew for a fact this is eliminating concussions at a high enough of a scale, I think you would see players being forced to wear it. Or at least you'd see more players wearing it. So I don't know. I think I would be open to that. I'm open to anything to help try and prevent concussions for the quarterback. But I think it starts with him being more prudent in the way he runs. And you can dial back some of the runs. I think that's fair. But like it's hard when it's hard to like now scream at the coach when you were screaming win the football game. You have to win the football game. And it's not even just for his job, it's for the sake of the team. Right? I mean, it's about wins in this league. Every coach, like the idea that's I got really mad at some of the thought process around Brian Daboll. Good head coach? No, he wasn't anymore. Did his team have a propensity of losing football games and figuring out how to lose football games? Absolutely. And I had no problem with I eventually got there with everybody else that it was time to move on from Brian Daboll. But to then just like say, well, because he's fighting for his job, he was putting this young man's life in danger, like, or, you know, risking, like, nonsense. Nobody said that when Justin Fields got a concussion. Nobody accused anybody of, like, he's trying to win the football game. He's got no offensive weapons to speak of. He lost Scadaboo, he lost Neighbors, and the kid's extremely talented at it. And it's only a handful. I think the idea that the Giants are completely reckless and that they had to make they had to move on from Brian Daboll just to save the quarterback's health, like, I think is absolute garbage. I really do. I think it's absolute garbage. I think it's completely unfair. It's his game. They're trying to win football games and call successful plays. That's also on the GM for giving no depth at the wide receiver position. No depth. And they need to make plays and try and win football games. He needs to be better. Someone needs to get through to him. And they need to be better at coaching him on it. Abraham in Brooklyn. What's up, Abraham?
Yo, look, I got something for you. Listen, please, please, please. I'm a Beautiful fan, too.
I refuse to listen. I'm just kidding. Go ahead. Oh, nice.
He got. I'm a Beatle fan. I'm a Beatle fan too. I'm sorry. Listen, I'm sorry. I'm a Beatle fan.
I thought you were gonna sing me like a parody about Brian Daboll or something.
Never.
No.
I'm a Beatle. No. You was right. Hold on. I'm sorry. You was right the whole time.
Yeah.
I did. You was right the whole time. You was right the whole time. He should have never got fired. Ever.
Well,
because it's the same thing.
It did look like the same game. I'll give you that, Abraham. It did look like the same game.
Can I say something to you?
Please.
All right. I know that. But it's going to happen again. The next game is going to happen. I'm telling you, like you said, he's going to keep switching. Who are they going to find for him? He had a thing with him. And it ain't only him. He should have built it. I know he trusted in the defense coordinator. I know he did.
Yeah.
I don't think he was calling defensive plays.
No.
He was calling the offense. That's what I'm saying. You was right the whole time.
Yeah, listen, I put a lot of stock in the coach and quarterback relationship. I certainly do. And I was, after one of those terrible losses, like, again, the Dallas game didn't affect me all that much because it wasn't Jackson Dart. Once he went to Jackson Dart, I viewed everything from that point on different. Then the New Orleans game was rookies making rookie mistakes and fumbling and turning the ball over. And then after the Denver game, I thought I took a lot more out of kicking the crap out of Denver for three quarters than the blown game and the 33 points. But eventually it got to the point where even I had to relent and say, blowing games, I mean, four games, whether it's with this quarterback or not, four games that have 90-plus percent winning percentile and finding ways to lose them, particularly the Denver and then Chicago, not showing up against the 49ers and allowing their only offensive weapon to be wide open for touchdowns and back-breaking third downs and stuff. Like, and then another game like Chicago, it just became all too much, and I think it was just the noise was so loud where eventually even I got to the place where it made sense to move on from Brian Daboll. But I agree with you that this looked exactly the same. It looked exactly the same. And to me, most of it is still the roster and the job the general manager did. And I think yesterday, for me, was a big example of his failures. I think they came out in full force. Whether it's the defense, the first round pick defensive cornerback who can't play and doesn't know how to attack the ball. Whether it's the wide receiver they drafted in the third round, where a lot of people were speculating that he was in like Dable's doghouse and that's why he wasn't playing, and the GM made him stay on the roster, and yet he got an opportunity and he stopped running a route with 90 seconds left. And whether it be, you know, all of that, plus the kicking situation that's gone on, just all of it. And then Hodgins, how about that? How about a guy who was successful with the team under Kafka years ago, under Daboll and Kafka years ago? He's been doing nothing on the practice squad with the Pittsburgh Steelers. They lose neighbors. They need wide receivers desperately. They're out there, quote-unquote, big game hunting. And instead, he could have had this guy who steps in one game. Like, it takes Brian Daboll to be fired and Mike Kafka to bring in, Hodgins and the guy to be the best wide receiver on the team, clearly. Like, I just think it was an indictment on Joe Shane, and I'm hoping that that was loud enough and visible enough for this ownership group to realize it's time for him to go as well.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite team, The Fan, on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
All right, 4:52, McMonagle here with you. Just another few minutes before 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. We will go through your calls as fast as we can. We'll be back with you tomorrow, 2 a.m., after Monday Night Football. Cowboys versus the Raiders to cap off week 11 in the NFL. And we'll have more time to go around the league and what happened yesterday, because there was a lot of interesting games yesterday, a lot of last-second field goals. We had weather and wind all over the place impacting games all over the place. We saw really two big-time games inside the NFC with the Seahawks and Rams and the Lions and Eagles, as the Eagles took care of business last night and really shut down the Lions, and the Eagles are proving to have the best defense right there with Seattle as the two best defenses in the league. Seattle damn near won a game where Sam Darnold threw four picks and still only lost by two, kicking a last-second field goal for a chance to win a 64-yarder that was missed. You got Aaron Rodgers with a possible broken left wrist in the Steelers game. We'll see how that goes, as well as the Broncos making a statement, taking down the Chiefs, and where the Chiefs right now as far as just the playoff picture. So plenty to get to. We'll get into more of that tomorrow as we get into everything else. But right now, we'll take your calls. Let's go to Brett in Long Island. What's up, Brett?
I have an important message to all the Giants fans listening right now.
Okay.
Anybody who is kicking the Giants right now, you know, and making fun of them, make sure you take receipts, and that you don't need them in your life. You know, you don't need those people. I just went on social media at Sunday's game, yeah, and I got rid of about 20 people on my social media. One of my family members I won't speak to now. So it's important. These are the times you got to remember. You don't need those people.
I totally, you know, totally agree, Brett. These are the times. Forget family. Forget friends. Only focus on your fandom of the 2-9 football team that you love. That is far more important. That's a good message for the kids out there, for everybody out there, Brett. Forget family, forget friends, forget the people you love. You don't need them if they dare have anything negative to say about the 2-9 New York Football Giants, who have been one of the worst franchises in the NFL for damn near a decade. Forget all those people. Wives, children, loved ones, grandmas, anybody. If they have something negative to say, you cut them out of your life. Because the Giants are all that matter. Good for you, Brett. And thank you for that very important message. Mario in Long Beach. What's up, Mario?
That was funny.
It's unbelievable. The dude is unbelievable.
That's funny. Come on now.
The dude is unbelievable. What do you got? Hurry up real quick.
Oh, yeah, real quick. Knicks, you know, hopefully this will deserve a step up. Shamit, I never saw anything like the way.
Yeah. He took over the game, man.
I didn't even know he could do that.
I didn't know he could do it either. He was attacking the rim. Like, he was unbelievable. I don't think you can count on that or expect to see it all that often. But, I mean, that was an impressive performance on Friday night. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. And last thing, if you look, it's really funny. Who was in the Eastern Conference Finals last year for the Eastern? That was Indiana, right?
Correct, yeah.
You know what their record is now?
Yeah, I know. They're terrible. But to be fair, they made some decisions. They traded away this set. They traded away Turner.
They're not 1-12.
And Halliburton's out for the
1-12.
What's that?
They're 1-12. That's unacceptable.
No, of course. But I'm saying they lost Halliburton. They knew the season they were going to have. 1-12. You're right. 1-12 seems pretty bad. But they lost Halliburton for the year. They traded away Miles Turner. Like, you knew it was coming on some level. Maybe not that bad. Eddie in Rockland. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, brother, what's happening?
What's
First
up?
Of all, FYI, Disney just unleashed the Destiny Cruise, the brand new cruise ship.
I'll
tell the old lady, man, they got a room waiting for you, brand new.
No, we're looking, there's no doubt, a Disney Cruise is somewhere in my future. I don't know about the immediate future, but it's somewhere in my future.
Oh, it's coming up. First of all, on Dart, let's get on this. With the concussion, I wouldn't play him for the rest of the year. I agree with Francesa. There's no reason to play him.
Oh, did Mike say that he wouldn't play him the rest of the year?
Yeah, because, you don't have his weapons. And you're really just like throwing, blank against the tide.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Know what blank against the tide means?
I can imagine what it means. I disagree. I got to be honest with you. I disagree. And let's be fair, too. The one thing about yesterday that was really positive, when was the last time you remember watching a game and having the broadcast? And in this one, Drew Brees, who I thought did a decent enough job, a little vanilla, a little, nothing too crazy, but I thought he sounded, better than his last try. I thought he sounded pretty good. He was praising the Giants' offensive line, and you could see at the end of the game, they were imposing their will. They were really getting down the field, run blocking. The run game was really ferocious. You had a 9-yard gain on a quarterback sneak. Like, I thought the offensive line played as well as we have seen this offensive line play in a while, so I feel like he's protected. Like, I don't think it would be one thing if Andrew Thomas gets hurt and you feel like the offensive line is falling apart and you don't want to put the kid behind a bad offensive line where he could risk like really getting run over, then I would agree with that. But just not having good offensive weapons, I don't know if that you've got to coach him into not being reckless and crazy. Get down. Take a 3-yard gain and slide. You don't have to make a 3-yard gain. Take the 3 yards. Don't try for the 11. Just go down. Be smart about it. As long as the offensive line is protecting and blocking the way they did this week, and I feel good with them, I'm playing them. I need to play them. I want to see them play. I'm not so I still want to see more. I want to see him develop. I want to see him continue to grow. I don't want to just say, well, I've seen enough. He's done. I disagree. I understand the thought process, and I could even get behind an extra week. Right, I could even get behind. Hey, he's good for this week, but let's give him one more. And when is the bye coming up? It's the week after this week, right? Let me just double check that. I think the Giants have the bye. They got the Lions this week. No, they got the bye after the Lions and the Patriots on the road. I guess it wouldn't be the craziest idea to let him. To throw Jameis Winston against the Lions and the Patriots and then have him come back after the bye. But even then, to me, the minute the doctor says he's ready, I'm playing him. And I feel like I'm confident with the offensive line. That isn't all world or anything, but at least they're not the disaster they've been. Richie, I'm really sorry I didn't get to you, buddy. I appreciate your call tomorrow. I love talking to you. So give me a call tomorrow. And then always on Saturday, too, we speak. So, everybody, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. Thanks to Fleegs on the other side. I'll be with you tomorrow at 2 a.m. as we get back for another week, as we get closer and closer to Thanksgiving. Everybody, enjoy the rest of your day. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.